It's not that much different than riding bikes in Colorado. There's just a lot more landmines.
No, really.
I never went to Afghanistan planning to ride a mountain bike. I should make that very clear.
Yeah.
I went to Afghanistan in 2008 for the very first time to work with women and girls, looking to work, find young activists to support the voice of the women of a country that is repeatedly ranked the worst place in the world to be a woman.
War began shortly after 9/11, and it took several years for the Taliban to be at least officially ousted.
Right, and I certainly differ that they've ever been ousted, since I've traveled throughout areas of the country that are very much Taliban, maybe not controlled, but certainly, you know, you've got Taliban checkpoints and you have to be careful. Mm-hmm. And I started traveling there in 2008, which is kind of the golden era in some respects. I mean, there was this rebuilding. There was all these women in school, women really seizing on the opportunities. And I've now been 19 times over the past 6 years and have seen the progress in the country, but also seen this kind of tipping point being reached that is now sliding backwards in terms of security.
Let's stay with the bike ride for a bit, which is the topic of your book, Mountain to Mountain. You live in Colorado's high country, and so you're on your mountain bike a lot. I guess in terms of terrain, did it feel normal?
In terms of how the terrain looked, it felt really normal. The terrain in Afghanistan, Kabul is very similar to Denver, similar elevation, kind of in the plains, but leading up to the mountains. And once you're in the mountains, it feels like where I live up in Breckenridge, except more majestic, more open. And that's what really started it. I had been working in Afghanistan probably over 3 or 4 trips over a year and a half, and it's insanely beautiful. And I was curious by this gender barrier in Afghanistan, as one of the few countries where girls can't ride bikes, to see what would happen as a foreign woman in areas of the country where I knew people. If I started riding my bike every once in a while, mountain biking and challenging that gender barrier, really to open up the conversation, is why can't girls ride bikes, knowing that bikes are an incredible vehicle for social justice.
In your long blonde hair, how did you get away with something that other women are not able to do?
Ironically, because of the long blonde hair, it helps enormously. I'm wearing a headscarf, but I'm obviously foreign and blonde hair escapes. And because I look foreign, especially when I first started pushing on this gender barrier, they gave me more leeway. There's an interesting kind of hybrid gender when you're a foreign woman in Afghanistan. You are not a man, but you're not just a woman. And a lot of women I know who are journalists in that country, Pakistan is the same way, you can get away with a lot. And that allows you then to have really unique, open conversations you wouldn't be able to have in any other way.
Shannon Galpin is our guest. She wrote Mountain to Mountain. It's the story of her mountain bike ride across Afghanistan. Did you ride your bike in a burqa?
No. I have been very careful to look at the areas where I've ridden my bike. I don't ride. I mean, I mitigate risk. I'm a mother. I have a 9-year-old daughter. My goal is not to provocate. My goal is to work and certainly to bike and challenge gender barriers and have conversations in areas of the country where I feel I can mitigate that risk, or where the locals in a particular village are open to that. And Kandahar is kind of known as the heartland of Afghanistan. He who controls Kandahar controls the country. And it's incredibly conservative. The Taliban are firmly in control. But there's commercial flights out of Kabul. And so I jumped on a commercial flight and brought my burqa and visited the women's prison. They're usually flabbergasted to see whether I'm on a bike or not. I mean, I could be certainly in Kandahar, you know, under a burqa, and then when I remove the burqa and having these conversations in, you know, rural areas or up in the north. It's the idea that there's someone foreign, especially someone female, that is here and wants to learn. And I've always put it forth with conversations. My job is not to come in and change their culture, even though my focus is on women's rights. It's to have conversations, to learn, but also to share some of my culture. I am going into areas without security as an individual woman, where I can then have really organic, authentic conversations that don't require a meeting and a schedule and convoys. It just happened that the commander of the Kandahar prison was incredibly open, let us video, let us do photos, which none of the other prisons had let me do. I have no idea why he let us. And he allowed me hours with all of the women. He just let me into the women's prison and then hung back. It's an incredibly oppressive, demoralizing existence. It's estimated that around 80% of the women in Afghan jail are there for morality crimes. They're victims of rape and have been accused of adultery and are put in jail. They are trying to escape an arranged marriage or a domestic abuse situation. They're the ones that are put in jail. And that's pretty indicative of, you know, how women are valued in a country which essentially looks at them as property.
Shannon Galpin, author of Mountain to Mountain, and the organization is Mountain, the digit 2, mountain.org. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you so much for having me.